Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I will be completely honest with all of you listening. This is the only day that I did not have time today to prepare a show.
What?
I know. I don't know how this is going to go.
You know what's weird?
What?
I didn't have time to prepare either.
You didn't
either.
Prepare your part either?
No.
Peon, did you
really?
Have time?
I did my time.
Okay, Peon. You did? Peon's part, he's prepared.
Okay,
he wrote
good.
All his scripts.
Yes. That's right, Frank.
See? He's reading from it now.
Yes.
And Dan and I are just going to have to wing it.
Oh, man.
I actually did just walk in here. I mean, normally at least I give myself 10 minutes to think about, hey, what joke am I going to tell? I'm not sure yet, but I know it'll be a police officer joke because it's time, and it will for forever, as far as I'm concerned, it'll be time to put a positive spin because there is a lot more positive than negative when it comes to police officers. So we're going to have a joke today. We're going to continue to do that. I will tell you this. I don't go to meetings, one meeting a year, but I had a meeting before the show with the management of the station.
What?
And hang on, my wife is calling. Hang on, she knows I'm on the air.
What the heck?
Hang on.
Yeah, this is.
I'm actually on the air. I mean, I'm really on the air right now. They can hear me.
It's 3:15.
Yeah. What does she want?
What's up?
Oh.
You know what? Butt dial.
She butt dialed?
I hear other people talking. I think she's a
you didn't hear a guy talking, did you?
Oh, you know why?
Uh-oh.
You shouldn't have hung up so long.
No, you should have got back on there.
Hang on. She wants to know. Hang on. I'm sorry. I apologize. She sent me a text.
Oh, so it wasn't
wants
a butt
to know
dial.
The name of the window cleaner that I like. She's a Costco. Hang on, because I have...
The window cleaner.
Yeah, it's here, hang on.
The stuff?
Hmm.
And it's really good stuff, right?
I don't mind telling people what it is. It's called Sprayway, and you get it at Costco. It's the greatest glass. Now, you know what the problem with this is? I'm going to get my emails tonight or tomorrow, and they're going to be a bunch of, what was the name of that window cleaner?
And you can get it in a 20-gallon
jug. Get it in, you have to buy at least 4 cans of it. It's called Sprayway. It's a blue and white can. It looks like an Amway product, sort of, but it's foam. And my buddy at the lake, the rat, told me about it. He said, man, I got this window cleaner, this glass cleaner. Let me explain something to you. I clean the windshield on my car every day. Peon, I know
me too.
Yeah, I know you.
Every day?
Right.
Not.
I clean it. I clean it not every day, but I clean my windshield.
Wipe my chrome wheels.
I don't know if I've ever cleaned my windshield.
Oh.
I wipe my chrome wheels every other day, and I clean my windshield. I can't stand a dirty windshield. So I've been using invisible glass. You can buy it at any auto parts store. And I thought, well, I found the world's greatest window cleaner. No, not so fast. Then my buddy the rat finds Sprayway. I'm pretty sure that's what it's a blue and white can. I said, man, where'd you get this? And it smells like the greatest bath soap you've ever bathed in. It's got that. I'll tell you who else has that. Westport Car Wash. When you go through Westport Car Wash, that pink and blue foam, that soap.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. It comes through the vents. It smells so good. So the Sprayway smells kind of like that. It's not just a great glass cleaner. It smells. I almost want to shoot the foam on my body and bathe in it. That's how. And maybe I could.
I wonder if, yeah.
Maybe I could. So what she just did, I think, was disrespectful and even rude. She knows. Maybe she doesn't know I'm on the air. Maybe she doesn't even know I work here. But I am. And
she probably doesn't realize you're gone from the house. Does she?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
So there you go. Please, please do me a favor. Don't email me. Don't email me and ask me the name of it. Sprayway. Blue and white can, Costco, free commercial. You're welcome, Costco.
And Sprayway.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. Officially now, good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I did have a meeting before the show, and I don't get excited about much of anything. But we are on the verge of announcing something that we're going to do so that we're going to be able to write a check. This station will be able to write a check to Backstoppers. And I am all in because I think now's the time. This is the time, if there's ever been a time, to do everything we can to show our support for not every police officer that's on duty, but for 99.9% of them. You know, we don't know who the bad guys are. There are a few, but like anything else, you can't punish. If one kid gets every answer wrong to a test, you can't fail the whole class. I don't understand the mentality. Of course we don't, because these aren't people we would ever relate to. The mindset of, well, there was a cop, or there were two, that they mistreated the black kid, a guy, and it wasn't justified what they did. Let's just kill all the cops. Who could even understand that kind of mind? But those people are out there, and thankfully there are very few of them, but very few can do a lot of damage, and they already have. So we need to let the cops know that the people they don't hear from, they're going to start to hear from. And that's the rest of us. That's almost all of us who, even though on occasion we've had a bad encounter with a police officer. My wife, when one of my sons was about eight years old, wasn't even that old. He was more like five or something. A highway patrolman stopped my wife. And he was so frightening and loud and abusive, my son started crying. My wife came home shaking when she told me the story. My son was crying. He was so scared. Now, I'm telling you this to let you know that I don't doubt that on occasion, you know, police act badly and improperly. And I called the highway patrol. I said, "Did you get his name?" She said, "Absolutely, I did." So I called the highway patrol and I said, I introduced myself. I said, "My wife was stopped." And I said, "I would like to speak with the officer who scared my wife and my little boy so badly, they were both crying." My little boy was crying in the car while the cop was unloading on him. Not with bullets, but with words. And I remember the guy at Troop C or wherever it was said, "Well, I can't do that. I can't." I said, "Why not?" I said, "I want to meet him. I want to come down there and meet him. I want to talk to him." He said, "No." And I understand why. I could have been a lunatic. You go down there and just blow the place up or something. But I did get his name, I explained what happened, and the captain or chief, whoever it was, said he would absolutely have a talk with him. And I said, "Well, I'd appreciate that." I said, "I hope he doesn't treat everybody that way." Now, because of that, do you think I think all cops? Of course not. But I got a thing for cops, and I don't know why. I don't want to be one. I'm not a cop wannabe. I don't have a big antenna on my car. But I have a thing, and it's funny because usually when somebody is this supportive or has this inexplicable thing for police officers, usually there's a member of the family who's a police officer. Nobody in my family's ever been a cop, so I don't have that going for me. I do own a handgun that at one time, and when I say one time, I mean about 70 or 80 years ago, belonged to a police officer. It was given to my uncle because my uncle had done something nice for this cop. Because unlike most cops, this cop didn't make a lot of money. Most cops are overpaid. They're highly paid, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
They make a fortune. Oh, wait. No, they don't.
Yeah.
So the police officer repaid my uncle by giving him this handgun. It used to be his service revolver. When I graduated from the eighth grade, my uncle gave me that handgun. Let me tell you something. If you did that today, my uncle would go to prison. I'd be taken away from my parents. They would be charged with some kind of child abuse for letting me accept it. I'm 12 or whatever. How old are you when you graduate from the 8th grade? 14. Yeah,
right.
Like 14. And I have my own handgun. It's a 9-shot, high-standard 22 caliber revolver. The idea that a cop used to carry a 22, that in itself is hard to imagine if you know anything about calibers. But my point is this. I'm actually very proud. I still have that gun. It was the first gun I ever had. I still have it. And every time I look at it, I think, a cop used to carry this gun. This used to be his sidearm. So I do have this thing. I'm not blind. I'm not naive. I'm not one way and only one way. I do understand. I saw the video of the kid running away and the cop shooting him in the back. And I said the other day, that cop should go to the electric chair or something. That's one. And then there's one over here and one over here. And that's it, a handful. And then there are the thousands, the tens of thousands of other stories. And I invite you to continue to tell us those stories. How are we doing on Facebook, Peon? Do we have any entries or posts?
I actually have a couple of stories.
Your brother was killed by a police officer.
Yes.
Because he wanted to be.
Yes.
Suicide by cop.
Suicide by
cop.
We
need to tell that
story.
Exactly,
yeah.
And do you hate cops because they killed your brother?
No.
No, because your brother deserved
to
be killed. I know the story. Your brother wanted to be killed, and he was a criminal.
Yeah. And I tried to talk with the officer, and they actually wouldn't let me do it. But I left it. I left
because
my number.
Because you know what? They probably thought you wanted to get out.
No, no. I talked with the sheriff, and actually it was Sheriff Telke, who had been in the news a lot in Franklin County. And I called him and talked to him and explained my position on everything. And he said that he would not give me the officer's number, but he would give my number to the officer. And if he wanted to call me, he would. So
did he call you?
No, he didn't.
Well, what was your position on things? You wouldn't let him know there's no hard feelings?
Yes, I understood what happened.
But see, I understand why he didn't call you, because that would be the perfect way, if you're really smart, to set him up.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet with you and thank you.
Yeah.
And then you blow him away and ambush him.
Yeah.
I get it. They have to be very, very careful.
Oh, yeah.
But good for you. You know, at least you made your feelings known. I didn't mean to take this much time with this, but there's something coming up that we're going to do, and the three of us are going to be part of it. And
I
hope it's really successful.
And I might add, too, that there were two police officers there, and one was a female, and they were both white, and my brother was white. And that wasn't in the news very long.
Of course it wasn't.
No.
If your brother had been black, it'd be in the news.
Yes.
That they shot him.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have... welcome. I did welcome everybody, and it's hot again today. It's oppressive. We learned from a caller, I think. What did we learn about the dew point thing? I thought it was temperature and humidity. Apparently, it was it you, Dan? Temperature, humidity, and dew point.
Yeah, the dew point now. The dew point, if it's up over 60, that's when it's really bad and
is
there's
a
lot of moisture.
Is there a dew point or just a dew point?
I don't know. I think
it adds
it's just
to the
a
heat
dew
index,
yeah.
Right? Isn't that the...
Yeah, that with the humidity.
The feels like temperature.
Okay, whatever those levels are,
yeah,
they're at their peak of this last two or three days.
It's like in the 70s, the dew point. And they said when it gets above 60, that's when it's uncomfortable. So it's been in the 70s, the dew point.
When you walk out, it's almost like you've been in a steam bath. I actually have been in one. That's what it's kind of like.
You walk into a wall.
The air is filled with hot water.
Yeah.
Vapor.
A wall of thick air. The air feels really thick.
And when you walk in your house, out of the wall.
Yeah.
So that's the way it, that is, as Walter Cronkite used to say, that's the way it is. Now, Dan, how did he say it?
That's the way it is.
Oh, wow. That's a great Walter Cronkite.
From the Kennedy Space
Center. That's the way it is on this July 20th. But to me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Oh, come on. Oh, what was that delay for? You know there's not supposed to be a lag.
He wasn't.
What happened? You weren't ready? You
just,
didn't see it coming? Well, I got news for you. Unacceptable. We're editing that out.
He kind of got blindsided.
No, we're editing out. Nobody's going to hear it.
I was playing applause, and then all of a sudden you
it was awkward.
Yell it out as fast as you did.
In broadcasting, when you first get in it, they tell you about dead air, okay? Dan, you're a professor of broadcasting.
Oh, yeah.
Dead air. Try to avoid dead air. Dead air is silence.
Yes, it's horrible.
We just had it. Fortunately, because of modern technology, we can edit it out, and you'll never hear it. So we're going to do this again. Walter Cronkite would have said, Dan, that's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, how about that?
Hey.
And that is the way it is this July 20th, which to me is just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Wow, see, that's what they'll hear.
Yes. Yeah.
That's great.
And then you'll get an email saying, Frank, that didn't edit out.
I don't think so. Hey, we'll do a little business, and then we'll come back. We'll take some calls. Today's Wednesday, so after the 4 o'clock news break, Dr. Doug will be with us, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. If you have pets, this is your guy. We'll do some business, take some calls. It'll be a good day. First bit of business, Thompson Price. Had dinner with him and with his wife last night. Thompson Price is the name of a person, the name of a business, Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Their showroom is in De Pere. If you don't know where De Pere, for you newcomers, you think it's Des Perez. It's actually De Pere. I'll just tell you now. You will eventually learn that. 270 in Manchester. Go east about a quarter mile. On the left, there's their showroom next to McAllister's Deli. McAllister's Deli should be paying for these menus.
Yeah, they get it every commercial.
Yeah, they do. Go in that showroom and look around. Please tell them your AM and the PM. You'll get a little idea of the kind of quality products and appliances they will put in your house. It's quite an involved process because you have to agree, they and you, on appliances, countertops, flooring, fixtures. It's a big deal. It should be a big deal because this kitchen, this bathroom, when it's finished, should be the absolute perfect kitchen or bathroom for you and your family. And that's only going to happen if you cover all the bases, if you consider everything that needs to be considered. Is there somebody exceptionally short or tall? Countertops and sinks in bathroom used to be lower than they are now. Did you realize that? They're higher. Somebody finally got smart and raised them. They're higher. That's a good thing. Unless you're a midget, which you're not supposed to say that, but I still say it. If you met with them and your whole family is midgets, okay, they would completely alter the way they build that kitchen. You have to.
There's a reality show with a family with dwarf parents.
They call them little people.
Yes. Yeah. It's Little People, Big World. That's the name of the show. There's two dwarf parents, three regular-sized children, and one dwarf child.
How'd that kid draw that straw, I wonder?
I don't know. I don't know how the genetics works with that. But, they had their kitchen done, and there's some higher parts for the...
So they're considered everybody.
Yes.
Everybody's
and
considered.
And then there's the stove is lower, like where the mom can cook from it. And
perfect. That's what Thompson Price would do. Let's say your family is five people, and four of them are anywhere from 5'8 to 6'2. But then there's that one family member who's 3 feet tall. Okay? No problem. They'll figure something out to make it perfect for everybody. That's the only way they know how to do it. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Check out their website. It's easy. It's thompsonprice.com. It's Jim and me. How many times?
Mics are on.
What?
Yeah, the mics are on.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's okay. It is Jim and
me. Stop by and say hi. I know they're trying to rhyme it. It's bad grammar. Stop by and say hi to Jim and me. You don't say hi to I. You say hi to me. What, 3 months?
Yeah.
No, but nobody pays attention.
Oh!
I have a special guest coming up in a moment. But first, a word from one of our sponsors, American Equity Mortgage. Been with us longer than we've been here. They were on the show before we got here. For those of you who have homes that are paid for, congratulations. That must be a great feeling. But you might still need the services of American Equity Mortgage, and I'll tell you why. Something could come along, and all of a sudden you need cash that you don't have. Boy, are you in a good position, because you're a homeowner, especially if it's paid for, but even if it's not. You call American Equity Mortgage and tell them the deal. Here's what I need. You're going to go in, they're going to meet with you, and chances are, unless there's some extenuating circumstances, and I can't speak for everybody because I don't know everybody, but chances are you're going to get the money you need. The best part is you're going to get it at a really, really reasonable low rate, because that loan is going to be based on today's mortgage rates, which are still really low. I mean, lower. They thought they'd be raised by now. They went even a little lower. So it's a smart way to borrow money. It's a smart way to pay off credit cards. And you know the name, and you know we don't want you to give that business to anybody else if you're AM and the PM. And that name is American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com, 314-878-9999. Now, I have somebody on the phone here. John, before you speak, I'd like to introduce you and let people know who you are. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Actually, you don't have a choice. I'd do it anyway. So,
that's what I know.
Years and years ago, and this is how many years ago, do you remember the first day we met, where we were?
I think you were in my office, weren't
no,
you?
No. I don't remember anything. And one of these days I'm going to address the memory issue I have, because it's actually a very serious thing. But I do remember I met you at that gathering at the America's Center for the launch of the Rams coming to town. It was a Rams event. You were seated at a head table, and we met, and you gave me your card, and it said president of, and I'm not going to name the bank, but you're the president of a bank. And I said to you, I've never heard of this bank. And you said, yeah. I'll never forget, you said, well, that's understandable. We've only been around 105 years.
Well, you know, some people are quicker than others.
No, you're not supposed to say much yet. Unless I make a mistake and you go, hey, that's not correct, then you just kind of listen. So he wasn't upset by that. He said, you know, there are a lot of people that don't know us that should. We've been around a while. And I might have said, well, if you ever want me to help you with that, let me know. And then I don't know exactly what happened next, but we came together. You probably called, like most of our advertisers, and begged me to save the business. So we met, and we got along. And for, it was either 8 or 9 years, I spoke for the bank where you were president. And then you decided to retire and move on to... It's too complicated for me to understand, but you were still sort of in the money business or investment business or whatever, but you left. They decided to replace you with an idiot, a guy who became the president who had no idea what he was doing. And one of the things he did was he let us go. He didn't need, after 8 or 9 years, us to continue speaking. And a year later, they let him go because he made a bunch of mistakes, including that one. But I want to tell people before you speak, this is a guy that it was an absolute pleasure to do business with. He is a decent, decent guy, a good human being, and to this day we're still friends. We don't see each other often, but we still are, and I think always will have a very good relationship. And I want you to know I appreciate so much the 8 years you supported this show when you were president of that bank. And now I'm going to tell them why you're here. We're taking positive police stories, and I believe you have a really good one. This is John Wiest, okay? Give me my call. Tell us.
Thank you for that introduction. You read it just like I wrote it, so that's a good thing.
See, that's not funny. That's really not. I know you think that was. That's not that funny. Tell them your story.
Okay, actually, I have two stories real quick, and one's kind of humorous, and the other one is really... a real testament to police work. But the first one is that, first of all, my wife travels a lot. Mm-hmm. Our kids don't live in town, and she's always there. And then she travels with some friends, and we have some friends who are either divorced or they haven't been married, and when she's out of town and I have something to do, I'll call one of them up and we'll go together. I'm here so everybody knows what's going on. So there was this wild game dinner one night that we were cooking some things that we had shot some pheasants and so forth, and so I called this woman up and said, well, she said, yeah, it'd be great. So we go and have a great time, drank pretty much wine, and I'm driving her home, and we're going through one of the little suburbs in St. Louis. And
who's in the car? Who's in the car? Just you and your wife?
No, it's the wife's out of town.
Oh, that's
one
right.
of these people
oh,
that I, you know.
A girlfriend.
One of our other friends. Well, yeah, she's a girlfriend. Okay. That's, I mean, in the sense of a,
she's a woman and she's
a friend. And she's a girl.
There
yeah,
you
so.
Go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
So we're driving down the road. We're talking about what a good time we're having. I'm not paying attention. And the red lights come on and the guy pulls me over. I thought, oh, because, you know, those breathalyzers are pretty sensitive. I thought, not looking forward to this at all. So huge guy gets out of the car. I see him come up in the rearview mirror, and I roll on the window and said, officer, he said, well, you know, you were going 55 and a 35. I said, that's entirely possible. We were talking. And so he goes on with the procedure, giving you a driver's license and insurance card. And so I get my license, and I'm scratching around for the card, and I can't find it anywhere. And I said, you know, I just don't know where it is. This is my wife's car. And he looks in, and he says, well, ask your wife.
Oh, said, he thought this woman was your wife.
I said, well, officer, actually, she's not my wife. And he goes, oh, no. He backs up. He says, I don't want any part of that. I don't want any part of that. So he runs back to his car, and he gets in the car, and he's there for like 10 minutes. And so I have this woman's a lawyer. And I said, what could he be doing this long? I have no idea. So he finally comes out, and he comes up, and I roll the window back down, and he says, I was a little upset about that conversation. I got my car, and I dropped your driver's license, and I couldn't find it. He said, I finally found it. Here it is. Slow down. And he gets back in his car.
So you know what the moral of this story is? We should have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You
know. Everybody should get a girlfriend. And the cops don't want any part. That's a great story.
Right. Or designated decoy, something.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll never forget I backed up and he put his hand up and said, oh, I don't want any part of this. The other one is real quick, but it's really inspiring, I think. We live in the Central West End, and we had a couple people that worked for us a lot over a period of time. We trust they had keys and everything, and we went away for about a month last summer. And my wife, we were going to go out, and she goes to her jewelry case, and she looks for this piece of jewelry, and she said, you know, I can't find this. And so we were in a hurry, so she came home and started looking. A lot of jewelry was missing. Well, long story short.
Was this after you came home from being gone for a month?
Yeah, and so long story short, the one didn't know I was doing it, but the man was pilfering Marion's jewelry over a period of several months, but he really got greedy while we were gone. And we confronted him. Of course, they denied it, and da-da-da-da-da, and there was no break. And so we're debating whether we should call the police or not. You know, the city police, obviously, are pretty damn busy. So I call, and an hour later, this young officer shows up, very polite. I'm sorry for the loss, takes a whole report. I thought, well, you know, that'll be that. And about 3 weeks later, Marion gets a call from this is Detective Simpson from the North District. She said, I found all your jewelry except one piece.
Wow.
Can you believe this guy with all they got to do? He went around to all the pawn shops around town and found every place that he had pawned it and got the pictures of it. And then she went around and collected all. It was only one piece. And this was, you know, I said, well up in the six figures. This was a
was
lot
that
of
one piece the one you gave to that girlfriend you had?
Yeah,
in the car?
That's it. Maybe. Got it.
That's the piece that was missing.
That's the one I took, and I didn't tell her. So, yeah. But I was, and so, and the, but the real tag of the story is, so I wrote him a nice letter and sent him a gift certificate for a dinner for two at Tony's. And he called me up and he said, you know, Mr. Weiss, I've been doing this job for 25 years. And he said, it's the first time anybody ever gave me anything. And not only, he said, it's the first time that anybody ever called me up and thanked me for doing my job.
How sad is that?
Yeah, I know.
I thought you were going to say, he called up and said, hey, I wanted to go to Annie Gunn's.
I bet he could have gone to Annie Gunn's if he wanted to.
Hey, John, did the guy that took the jewelry, did they get him, and did he get in trouble?
You know, they said they put a warrant out for him, and
they never called you in for a trial to be a witness or anything?
Not up to this point.
Yeah.
Huh. I think maybe, you know, they got so much to do, and they figured, you know, no, they got all the jewelry back. I'm sure it's low on their priority, probably.
And if he didn't have any priors, maybe it was probation.
See,
that's a great story. There's a police officer who goes out of his way to go around to these points. They don't have to do that.
And we live, as I say, we live in the Central West End, and so the precinct he works at, it's the North District up there. I mean, it's right in the middle of everything and everything. And he handles, I mean, he was a detective, you know, he handles all this stuff, you know, the things he took the time.
Wow.
He went, he founded about three or four pawn shops. Now, the guy wasn't too smart. I mean, most of the time, particularly big pieces, they take it out of town and pawn it, but he pawned it all in St. Louis, so.
Yeah, that's a good story. I'm glad you called. It's nice to talk to you. It's your fault and my fault that we haven't gotten together for a long time.
One more thing, the relationship we had, which you're right, was great. The best thing you ever did, though, is remember when we opened that one branch and we flew in your helicopter. You remember that?
No.
Whoa.
No, I don't.
You had that little helicopter. Yeah. It was one out went by. It was pretty close to Spirit, so it was only like a 10-minute flight. So we pulled in and landed on the parking lot. Everybody thought that was pretty neat.
Wow.
I did too.
I actually think it's neat because I don't even remember it. I think it's a good story. I don't remember it. I'm going to address this one day. I've got a little issue with that. It's a pleasure to talk to you. It was a pleasure working with you, and thank you for that story.
Okay. Talk
okay.
to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah. I got, how much time do we have here?
I guess a couple minutes. Yeah, you have time to.
I have this issue. It's, I didn't know what to call it yet. It's not really dementia, I don't think, but you should know about it because sometimes when I meet people and I don't remember meeting them, I think it hurts their feelings, and I think they think I'm being rude or something. There's something wrong with me. And we think it happened years ago. I took a particular statin, and my wife's read a lot of articles about this thing. Now, see, again, please don't email me and go, what was it? What was the statin? My husband takes a statin. Please don't do that to me. Or I can't ever share stories if I have to email a lot of details. But the point is, we started to notice after a few years that I had just a complete blank slate and loss. I'll give you an example. We'll go somewhere, let's say for lunch, and I'll say, wow, this is an interesting place. It's an interesting menu. And she'll just say, we've been here like twice. And I have no memory. I don't know what she's talking about. I have no idea what she's talking about. It has happened over and over and over, and it's embarrassing. And I want you to know that if you come, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I like to think of myself as just a straight shooter, and so when you come and go, hey, Frank, do you remember you and I, we met, and I say no, please, you have to understand, there's a lot to that. I have no idea what he was just talking about doing that. Now, here's the worst example. It just happened like 4 days ago. I've lived where I live for 30 years. It was 30 years this April. I called my wife, I think it was over the weekend, and I was filling out something, and I said, what is our address? Honestly, goodness, I could not come up with our address. We've been there 30 years. I've never not known our address. So just, you know, try to understand if you call and say, remember when, and I get it all the time, peon, am I right? You'll mention something. I go, I don't know what you're talking about. It's just, it's weird, and it's kind of embarrassing. And I'll eventually go figure out what it is. My wife says, we need to go see somebody. But all they're going to tell me is, yeah, I got some memory loss. All they're going to tell me. But here's the other thing. I remember every joke I think anybody ever told me that I wanted
to
remember.
Well, and you remembered when you first met John, and
yes.
He had no recollection of that.
I do.
So there are certain things in there.
Yeah, and that's just what's so weird about it. It was a Rams function, and the Rams we just sealed the deal. We're getting a football team, and we happened, at the time, I happened to work at the station that broadcast the game. Mm-hmm. So we, of course, held this big event. In fact, I told you this before. I was on the panel that voted and selected the first Rams cheerleaders.
I remember that.
Let me tell you something. You want to have a good day?
Ooh, yeah.
Sit in a gymnasium-type place and watch a bunch of gorgeous girls come out one at a time and gyrate for you, hoping you'll like them.
And you don't forget that.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing I remember. They played the exact same piece of music for all 200 girls.
Oh.
After about the 30th time, I wanted to blow my brains out. And they come out and dance. And then, okay, thank you. It was like 30 seconds. Next. And the next girl came out. The same music over and over and over. So visually, it was great. I wish I'd thought to bring earplugs that day. All right, Peon, give me that look. I was going to say, I don't know
if you had time or not. But
for what?
Marv had a story about a cop, and he said it was a quick story.
Can you apologize to Marv for me and ask him if he could please have you call him back? Because I'd love to hear the story.
Yeah.
We're speaking of cops. That means we're talking about safety and security. Perfect time to talk about Gateway Lock and Security. I ask you, if you're listening, what kind of security do you have at your house or your business? Now, if you say, I'm good, I got a Doberman. Well, okay. Maybe that's good, and maybe that's not enough. You know, bad guys can shoot that Doberman. And you say, well, we have an alarm system. Okay. I don't know what kind of alarm system you have, but does it include ultra-high-definition cameras? Because sometimes things can happen, and the bad guys are never caught. An alarm, even the loudest alarm, or a call to dispatch, is no insurance that the guy's not going to get away with whatever he or she's getting away with. And I say, she, how about this 13-year-old girl that killed people? How about that? Mm. You don't hear that every day. But with ultra-high-definition surveillance cameras, gotcha. I don't like it when these people get away. I don't like it when somebody, whatever they do, breaks in a house and trashes it or hurts somebody or shoots a cop and gets away and they can't find him. I'm a big believer in cameras. I've said before, I don't care if they put cameras everywhere. Don't put them in the bathroom, okay? Public bathroom. You can't do that. But I like cameras. And I like what Gateway Lock and Security does. And you're going to like it, too. And you're going to feel so safe and secure knowing that not only will the image be captured of what's going on and the person, that you can check on your place or your business anytime you want. Pick up your phone or your tablet. Take a look. These cameras are giving you a crystal clear view. Any angle you want, any position. You want two cameras? You want eight cameras? I got your company. Gateway Lock and Security. They do other things, too. Keyless entry, they'll tell you all about that. Gateway Lock and Security. The website is gatewaylockandsecurity.com. If you can't remember it, please go to frankopinion.com. And click on sponsors. You'll see them. It's all alphabetical. It'll link you right to their site, which once again is gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
See, that's called harsing. Dan can appreciate that. He's in a band. Okay, what else you'll appreciate? This next, he's not a guest, he's a regular, and he has been for years. And your pet will really appreciate Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He is brought to you by Laclede Cab. I don't know how many cab companies there are. I don't care. You're aiming the PM. So what do you want, a clean cab? Got it. On time? Got it. You want an app to make it easy? Got it. STL Taxi. That's the app for Laclede Cab. Here are the phone numbers. If you have a pet, you might want to call because we don't dunce around here. There's no monologue from Dr. Doug. You need to call now. Here we go. For most cell phones, star KTRS, which is star 5877. If you don't have a cell phone and you're calling from another phone, or you do, but you're still calling from another phone, 314-969-KTRS, which is still 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit here because every week, am I kidding?
No, it happens every single week.
For whatever reason, I think people think, well, I'm going to wait and let a line open up. They're open. And every time I say what I'm saying now, they all light up. For some reason, you wait for Dr. All he's going to say is, I'm aiming the PM. And then we're going to go to the phone. So you actually should call now.
You could even maybe do a little bit of business before
Dr.
Doug.
I think what we'll do. Let me ask.
To let the caller stack up.
Let me ask him if that's okay with him. Hey, doctor, is it okay with you if I do a quick bit of business? See, here they
come. Sure.
Here come the call. It never fails. Not until he speaks do they call. Now, maybe what I don't know is that it takes 45 seconds or a minute from the time somebody dials till it goes through. Maybe that's it. But
do you think it's that they think, oh, I'm never going to get in?
I actually do. Sure, you can get in. I'm looking right now. There's still a couple of lines open. So if you don't mind.
Do whatever you have to do.
So we don't get all upside down here. Doctor, have you ever been to the Good Feet store?
I have, actually.
Really? For what? What was the problem?
Well, the Good Feet store you're talking about.
Yeah, the inserts.
Yeah, I wanted to look up, because I have a heel problem.
Yeah.
And I was looking at shoes other than...
No, they don't sell shoes.
They what?
You didn't go to Good Feet. They don't sell shoes.
Oh, I guess I didn't. I guess I didn't go to the
Wow, this is embarrassing. You know what? Can we edit this out?
Yeah,
because this
take
makes
care
him
of
look. This, no, this makes him look stupid.
I'm such a social numbskull.
So we're gonna, Doc. We're gonna edit that out because
okay, good.
You sounded kind of dumb there, thinking it was a shoe store. So you obviously haven't been to the. Well, here's when you should go, if you have foot pain, and you're a veterinarian. A lot of things about the human body are very similar to many animals. It is possible to have a foot problem, and the pain manifests itself somewhere else, like
you're
up
right.
your leg or your knee. Or
Andy
your
said he has a heel problem.
He did say that.
Yeah.
I'm a real heel.
Now that's something Paul Warner would say on the yard sale. But if you had a heel problem and didn't go to Good Feet, shame on you, because they deal with stuff like that. What did you think? Another pair of shoes would solve your heel?
Well, special shoes like Echo or something like that. They're really good.
Like what?
Echo shoes.
See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Well, here's the deal with Good Feet. You don't need an appointment. You walk in, you go, hey, my heel is killing me. Or some other part of your foot. Or maybe it's not your foot. Maybe it's your knee. And I know it sounds weird, but... The answer could be, and just a simple shift in the way you stand and walk. It won't be noticeable to you. You're not going to fall down and go, oh, man, I'm walking different. But you will notice it, hopefully, in the fact that the pain's gone. And I'm telling you, folks, all over this country, thousands of people have gone into Good Feet and gotten up and walked around. After they might have to try one or two process of elimination, but when they hit that right insert... And you stand up and walk around and go, oh, my goodness, I can feel the difference. Boom, you got it. And I'm not saying that everybody who's ever been in there. Doc, are you talking while I'm doing this? He is talking.
That's two things.
Are you talking to somebody while I'm in the middle of this?
Yeah, he's still talking. He's not even listening.
I'm putting him on hold.
He
hey, Doc.
Took the phone away.
I'm ready.
No, I'm putting you on hold. That was rude. You're going on hold. Hang on. You're going on hold. How rude. Oh, shoot. I'm putting him on hold. Edit that out. I don't want people to hear that he was rude like that. Edit that out.
Yeah, see if there was an emergency or something.
No, edit it out. That was disrespectful. Good Feet. Two locations in the St. Louis area. You have a pain problem, even if it's not in your foot, you know what? This could still be the answer. And if it's not, thank you for going there anyway, and they'll thank you too. But for thousands, it has been. Olive, on Olive, west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. In Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Or go to this website, goodfeedstlouis.com. And now, if he's finished with that conversation with somebody else, who were you talking to, Doc?
I had another doctor ask me a question that I had to answer. So
you see, ladies and gentlemen, other doctors come to him. Because they
business.
Don't know. Other veterinarians go, hey, Doc, I don't even know what to do with this dog. Who do they go to? Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Thank you.
You okay?
I am groovy.
All right. You want to take some calls?
I sure do.
All right. We're going to start, and I've said this many times. For whatever reason, the chicks dig him, and here's proof. This is Michelle. Michelle, say hi to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you? And did you know I'm AM in the PM?
I thought I got him. I thought I had him. He remembered.
Well, and also, Dr. Doug has been my pet's vet for over 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Well, good for you for knowing to go to him.
That's wonderful.
Well, I have a poop question.
Go ahead.
For him or Dr. Doug or about your pet? Or
no,
you?
No, for my dog.
Oh, okay. Okay,
I have a golden retriever, and lately... Her poop has been, like, covered in, like, a mucus film.
Oh, my goodness. This is disgusting.
And I didn't know what the cause could be or what I could do.
Well, sometimes it's the lower part of the bowel, the colon, that creates that mucoid material in most cases.
Colon Bowel. Wasn't he in the cabinet member?
Yeah.
Colon Bowel.
Colon.
Oh.
And so this could be a reflection of some kind of inflammation. It could also be potentially something that's a response to parasites. So the first thing to do is to sit down with your wonderful vet, your handsome vet.
Oh, my goodness.
Talk about diet management, reviewing the poop to make sure there's nothing there that doesn't belong.
How do you do that? How do you review it? How do you do that?
We take a look at the poop under the microscope and see what's there. We spin it and it concentrate. And just go over the animal and make sure. We might even do a finger palpation of the colon or the rectum.
Oh, finger palpation.
Damn near killed him.
With or without gloves.
What do you mean with or without gloves? If you have the choice, why wouldn't you wear gloves?
Yeah.
I mean, why wear gloves? It's all more natural.
This is taking a turn.
That was your inside voice, Dr. Doug. Yeah. You let it come outside.
Yeah. Anyway, you actually said that out loud?
Oh. We do use gloves. Yeah. But anyway, I think that you need to sit down and review what the problems might be, and we can decide on whether you need a particular medicine or a particular food supplement. So come on in whenever you can.
All right. I will do so. Thank you very much.
Be good.
Thank you, Michelle, who is her pet is a patient of yours.
Yeah, I don't know which Michelle it is, I'm guessing.
As the ladies continue to line up for this man, here's Betty. Betty, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure, Betty. How are you, honey?
He didn't take it.
I'm
took
well.
It.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. This is a pee question.
Oh, yeah.
I have a golden doodle that's 12 years old, and she has proteinuria that we've been dealing with for about 8 months.
What's it called?
Proteinuria.
Okay.
She was 83 pounds and she's 49 pounds now.
Okay, wow.
And yeah, and it doesn't matter how much she eats, she still loses weight.
Right.
She doesn't like the prescription food. She'll eat some of it, and I have a recipe that I make for her to eat that's okay, you know, I got it from my vet. And I give her infusions under her skin. She takes, I think it's Anapril. It's a it's a human medicine for kidneys. And an omega-3. And I've read on the web, and that's about all the suggestions there are to do.
That's a lot of weight, Doc. That's a lot of weight.
Well, this isn't.
Yeah, it's a lot of weight.
If this was a human, they'd be on dialysis.
Yeah.
And we don't have that yet, but it's coming.
Right.
Very soon.
I'm doing the infusion that it's kind of a crude dialysis, I was told.
Yeah, all it is exactly try to keep fluid in the system. But how much fluid are you giving right now? And how
300,
often?
300 milliliters every other day.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's enough, but you need to talk to your vet about this. I would increase it and do it at least twice a day. And
I was going to say 600 milliliters, that's what I was going to say.
A dog that size would probably...
not that size anymore.
Well, at 49 pounds even.
Right.
Still,
if that were a human, you know what? They'd be in the hospital and they'd go, my goodness, this is supposed to be cancer or something.
Well,
I mean, that's half the dog's weight.
The vet is... It sounds like they know exactly what they're doing. You've got a... Basically, this dog's in kidney failure, and they're trying to maintain the dog, and it doesn't want to eat well, so you can't feed him just any protein because bad protein is bad for him. They have to have a good quality protein in order to be able to utilize it, not hurt their kidneys further.
But,
so,
you know, it doesn't matter if she eats or not. She was eating like five times a day. And between the canned prescription food and the food I made and wanted to eat, you know, it comes and goes, her
appetite.
And it doesn't matter how much she eats. She does not gain weight or maintain weight.
Right.
Because the protein's being dumped.
Let me ask you something. Have you gotten blood results on a regular basis so you know where they stand right now?
Yeah, her creatinine and BUN have been normal most of the time after that we initially found it, but she still has protein in her urine.
Huh. So even though her values are within a normal range, she's still losing protein.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, there are some syndromes in humans I know where they've actually had protein-losing nephropathies. That's what this is.
Yes, nephropathy.
And they've actually treated him with cortisone. Now, I don't know if there are any studies in veterinary medicine for that, but I would talk to your vet. Have they sent you to a specialist at any point?
No.
Okay, see, I would, you know, if they can't offer the best, then the next step is to go to one of the specialty clinics and see if they can offer any more. To go to another veterinarian, like myself even, as a review, really doesn't, I mean, we're going to be at the limit that they are, essentially,
right.
And they sound like they've done good things. But I would say, you said, look, we just want to know what else we can do. Should we get a biopsy of the kidney and see exactly what kind of system there is, or is there any other experimental approach we can use? And if they don't satisfy you or they don't want to do it, then give us a call. We'd be happy to help you.
Okay. Right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you for listening.
That doesn't sound like a good situation.
No, that, I'm going to tell you something. That's half a dog's away. That's something really serious going on.
Right.
This would be Ed. Ed, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Ed. How are you?
Hey, good, good. Hey, we have about a 12- or 13-year-old German short hair mix, and really picture health. You know, his weight's great and everything. Just had him in for a checkup probably 6 months ago, but have noticed over the last couple of months where he's really – I mean, drinking a lot of water and urinating a lot.
Sure.
I mean, like, every time he'll get near his bowl, he'll pretty much empty it. And then when we take him out, I mean, he'll go for a pretty long time.
Let me step in here. I'm not really a veterinarian, but I can tell you, Ed, the reason he's urinating a lot, I think it's because he's drinking a lot of water. So yeah. I got half of it solved.
That's pretty good. You're so intuitive.
Thanks,
it's wonderful. I love it.
Thank you.
No, I think that... you know, at 12 to 13 years old, again, we like to rule out all the common problems like that, include bladder, kidney disease, adrenal disease, and also liver. Those are the primary ones that could be causing the problem that you're describing. So that's really simple to get started and do some blood work. We'll get you going, and then possibly a radiograph or an X-ray or possibly an ultrasound might focus down on one of the organ systems. But start with some blood work. You usually want to do like a fasting a blood sample first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. So you start fasting around 8 or 9 and then get the, you know, have a schedule with the doctor
sure.
So he knows you're coming
sure.
in. And then get in and then let's start with that test. And then that'll lead them in one direction or the other.
Hey, okay. Dr. Doug.
And a urinalysis as well.
I have a question for Dr. Doug.
Go for it.
Are dogs able to get diabetes like cats do?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Could Ed's dog
well,
be diabetic?
That's one of the
diabetic?
Tests you're going to rule out when you do the blood work and the urine sample.
Okay.
Fine. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you,
good
Ed.
Luck.
Real quickly, sidebar, the great but sad movie, Old Yeller. Dan, you've seen it, haven't you?
Yeah. A long time ago.
Have you seen it, Pian? Have you ever seen it?
I know the end. I mean,
you got to see Old Yeller. But do you remember what Old Yeller had, Dan?
No.
Hydrophobia. Remember that, Doc? Old Yeller
was afraid of water?
Yes, he had hydrophobia. It was like rabies. He was foaming.
Yeah.
And they kept saying hydrophobia. I never hear that. I never hear of hydrophobia, but that's what Old Yeller had.
Well, it's mostly associated, at least in our training, with a rabies dog. But, you know, I haven't seen a rabies dog since college, so...
Wow.
They're out there, though.
Well, as I said before, and it's obvious the majority of the calls are from women, maybe it's your cologne, your voice, I don't know, but they dig you. Here's Ann. Ann, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Ann, how are you?
I am fine. I was wondering if you know why my cat digs up her water bowl.
She does what?
Digs it up every time she drinks.
She digs it up.
Picks it up.
Picks it up.
Yeah, no, digs it. You know, with her paws, she digs and digs and digs before she drinks. And we had an old cat that did the same thing. Why do they dig up their water bowl?
You know, that's a new one to me. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
What does that mean, dig up?
You mean dig in the water?
Just kind of scratch around it?
No. They dig around it, and it's not the only cat that's ever done that. And she paws and paws and paws. And then finally, she'll drink. And she's not the first cat of ours that has done that.
You know, it's strange. It's not harmful, but I just haven't heard of that particular behavior.
Oh, really?
And, you know, I just
maybe
think
it's
just something
her
quirky to her.
Maybe it's just weird.
No. It's not the first cat of ours that has done that.
It's the
third cat of ours that has done it over the years.
That is weird.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard
maybe
of that, but something in her household.
Well, I don't know.
You guys aren't doing the same thing to model for them, are you?
Do you dig around your plate?
Well, not any more than we have to.
That's a tough one to answer.
No, I wouldn't be concerned, but I really, I mean, I can think about it and think what would be logically a cause, but
it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt anything,
harmful.
Right? It doesn't hurt anything.
No, it's not harmful. They just do it.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay.
You stumped him. He doesn't, we don't,
I go. Okay, I'll be darned.
Way to go. All right, Ann.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. That has to be embarrassing for you, doctor. You couldn't help her.
Not really. I'd like to do. But I was wondering, Frank, you said all these women love me. I never get phone numbers. I never get photos.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to edit out Ann's call because Dr. Doug was not able to help.
No.
And that's not a good thing. I we're out of time, aren't we?
Yeah. Okay,
that music means we're out of time. Doc,
thank you.
We'll do this again next Wednesday, okay?
Arky dorky.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Arky dorky.
Well, I guess he thinks that's funny. Arky dorky. You know what it is? It's dorky. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, he's at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. In fact, he owns the place. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There are two ways to get a hold of them. 314-652-3456. You ought to put that somewhere in the house. Oh, my goodness, I need a cab. And you'll have it there. Or download the app, STL Taxi. It's free, and it works. Laclede Cab. Now, if you're not in a cab, and you're in your own car, you probably wonder, hey, what's that traffic looking like? We have the guy who can tell you. Here he is, Tim Weiland. Tim? All right, thank you, Tim. We haven't spoken to this next guy all week. We're going to fix that today. John Londoff, how are you, John?
I'm fantastic, Frank, and how are you?
I'm sorry, we can't understand. It's a horrible connection. I'm kidding. I heard you ask Dan how the cell signal was. I couldn't resist.
You just can't help yourself.
I couldn't resist. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I love you. You're just like sometimes like a little kid. Just always want to have fun.
No, I'm not like a little kid. I actually am a little kid.
And you know what? I hope you stay that way the rest of your life.
I don't think I have a choice.
That's great. That's great. I told Mimi the morning I woke up, I turned 55 on September the 8th. Not that I need a gift from you or anything, Frank. It's the only thing coming up pretty soon. But I looked at her and I said, you know what?
And she said, chicken butt.
No, I don't think
she said that. I'm going to make your promise, Mimi. I said, here I am, 55, unbelievable. I'm going to really consider. Listen to me now. And she's laughing. She's rolling her eyes at me, of course. She goes, I'm going to consider. I said, I'm going to consider growing up. But let me get back with you a little bit later. And I'm about to turn 58. I still don't think that I've grown up yet.
Now who is this Mimi? Who is this? I'm kidding.
Well, she's an adorable young blonde that we're together, you can't take your eyes off her.
That's
sometimes
right.
Push you and shove you a little bit.
That's right. I can't.
But how about that rain this morning?
Woo. How about it? It poured.
You know what? I was at dinner with somebody, but in the restaurant, even with all the people talking, I'll tell you where it was, Annie Guns. We heard this, thunder like I've never heard. So I didn't actually experience the rain, the downpour, but I heard it. So for at least a while, it must have been something.
Did you get scared when that?
I don't get scared. That I've never in my life gone to the basement. I just don't do that. I'm not trying to sound like a tough guy. I just don't do it. I don't go to the basement.
Are you afraid of going to the basement?
No.
We did one time.
I've been in basements in my life that I was afraid of when I was a kid. My grandmother's basement scared me to death. She had a swinging light bulb on a cord. You know how they used to screw in above it?
And when it swung,
it made shadows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it was creepy. I hated going. But no, now I'm not afraid to go in my own basement, no.
What about I don't know, we talked about movies before. What about really spooky movies?
Yes. If it's a realistic movie like The Strangers, okay, or The Hills Have Eyes, if it's a – like aliens and monsters, but if it's a real scary movie like There's a Killer on the Loose, that kind of movie, I love those movies. I like movies so scary, and I've done this. I get up to check to see if the door's locked and go get a gun and put it beside me.
How about the first Omen? Movie The Omen that came out in 1976.
I did see that. And it was creepy.
It was, very.
Hey, did either one of you see the John Goodman movie? It came out this year, I think. It was 10 Cloverleaf Lane or something like that.
No, you know what I've heard of it?
It's really good.
Is it good?
Yeah, creepy. Yes, I saw it. Very good.
I love stuff like that.
He's a great guy. I've had a chance to meet him a couple of times. Mm-hmm. He did some of the Variety Club telethons with my dad, and just a great guy and a heck of an actor, you know. And came back to St. Louis, and the Cardinals honored him, and he got to throw out the first pitch. Now, how about that?
He was at the station that day when he.
Hey, do you know that back when I was somebody, I got asked to throw.
What do you mean when you were somebody?
I used to be like a highly rated personality. I got asked to throw out of the first pitch, and I said, I'll decline. And you know why? I didn't want to be embarrassed. Because, you know, it could go. It could go really badly. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't get it halfway to the mound.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't want to be embarrassed. So I said no.
You could have thrown it underhand.
No, that's girly. I wouldn't do that. And you know what? A lot of people would just do anything to get that chance. I wish I could
you
have.
You could
said,
have practiced for a couple weeks.
Oh, well, I'd love to.
They probably would have let you go to the ballpark and practice.
It's like practicing a speech, but then you get up on stage.
You think the nerves would have overtaken you?
Man. I'm not an athlete. I would have embarrassed myself. I think I was smart not to do it.
There are a couple celebrities that there are videos out there that had awful ceremonial first pitches.
I don't want to be one of those.
I would love to go do that.
Thinking about it, they actually had Sammy Davis Jr. When he was coming to St. Louis, of course, when he was alive, coming to St. Louis and doing the Sammy Davis Jr.
They wouldn't have had him throw it out dead. I mean, you didn't even have to say when he was alive. I mean, he couldn't do it dead.
Yeah, I don't.
That's right, babe.
You know, I guess you got me there, big fella. Okay,
that's right, babe. I had my eye on the glove.
Was that him just then? I heard
that was him.
That was his voice. Yeah,
he actually got a standing ovation, and he teared up. He's on the mound. He's like, it's one thing.
He probably only teared up in one eye.
Yeah.
Oh, you're terrible. You know, I'm done trying to tell a story. I'm done even trying to talk
to
you.
No, you're not.
314-837-1807.
He's actually leaving us now.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm not leaving that soon.
Yeah, are
I'm,
you
having,
kidding?
I'm having.
You kidding me?
Yeah, you haven't done your 22 minutes yet.
I don't do 22 minutes. Well, first of all, I'm sorry. I really am. I think if I'm on for 10, 12 minutes, you are on for 9, and I maybe get a minute or two.
That's not true. We'll just time it sometime. We'll put the clock on.
It's hard for me to get a word in edgewise sometimes.
Sound like it to me. You just told that long story about Sammy Davis Jr.
I never got to finish it either. So
crying out of one eye, and he was here when he was alive. Well, what's the end of the story?
You
know what that's called? Being a baby. That's called pouting and being a baby.
But he came up to the suite we were all in, and he goes, man, that's one thing for me to get a standing ovation after a performance, but out here on the baseball mound with the Cardinals, and Ozzie Smith caught the ball, he goes, he was touched. He's like, man, the St. Louis fans, first of all, people of St. Louis, no matter what, you know, the rest of the country might want to depict us as, we're a great town, an unbelievable great town, just lacking one thing. That's some leadership, somebody, you know, that's got the guts to stand up and protect, you know, law enforcement and so many others. But also, you know, but he was really touched, long story short, about getting a standing ovation into the old Busch Stadium, going out the first pitch. I'm going to get a hold of Dan Farrell, the head of marketing, good buddy of mine. I bet we could get you one more opportunity to throw out the first pitch.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. The only way I would do that.
How about if we go together?
That's gay. That's...
You guys.
No, dual pitches. Yeah, dual
because you know what? You would make me look bad. Mm-hmm. You would pitch
better. I have a terrible throwing arm. When the boys were little and they were all playing baseball, Mimi is a really, really good athlete. You know, I didn't play much baseball. There was no contact. I like to hit people, so I played football and hockey and soccer. But let's say I just wasn't that good at baseball either.
We have a special surprise for you.
What's that?
That night that you recalled, where you were there and Sammy Davis Jr. threw that pitch out, we have obtained. I just sent a note to our research department. We have obtained an actual recording. That a reporter captured, and it's Sammy Davis Jr. saying, "I dig these St. Louis fans." I'm going to play it for you now. Go ahead, play.
Okay.
Babe, I dig these St. Louis fans, babe, and I kept my eye on the ball.
Say, there it is, right there. There it is. Actual recording.
I mean, I'm tearing up.
That has to bring back some memories, huh?
That's very touching. Yeah, that was a great. That was great.
You sound like you're in a good mood. You must be. Be selling a lot of cars and trucks.
We're selling a lot of cars. You know what? It's a great time of year. This is the time, 8 a.m. and the p.m. crowd to come to Johnny Law and Doc Chevrolet, get an absolutely great experience and have fun and drive off in a new Chevy car, new Chevy truck, or one of our 250 plus pre-owned vehicles, and Again, many, many vehicles priced under $10,000. It's become a huge market for us. And also, one of the keys is our Londoff Credit Care. I don't think I've talked about the LCC. We brought another finance manager on, Brian Gilbert, along with Sean Pleasant and Dave Moore, and the three of them team up along with myself to help, you know, people that need a little help getting their credit put back together. And we're there. We're there for everybody. Of course, you want to write a check, we'll take it. You need if you got super credit, you're blessed. But for a big majority of consumers, they don't. So we open our arms up at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet with the Londoff Credit Care team to take great care of anyone that needs some help. So come see us. We're open late tonight, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at frankopinion.com. I mean, Londoff.com.
He's thinking ahead. One day in the future, I may buy half that dealership. And the Londoff Pinion Chevrolet dealership.
We should just go buy another store. I mean, I've got boys in the business. We need to spread our wings a little bit.
One of us doesn't have the money for that. So
that would be me.
We will never fail. The AM and the PM people will never let you down, so get ready because they're coming your way, okay?
All right. Have a great night.
All right, John. You too. Bye-bye. Now, see, he was in an unusually good mood. He wasn't quite as me. You notice that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Business must be pretty good. You can always tell. Do we need to take a break?
We do.
I imagine we do. All right. Let me explain to people a little bit about inside radio. This is what we call a break, okay, commercial break. A lot of people wouldn't explain that to you. They just do it, and you go, hey, I wonder what that's called, you know, when they break for commercial. It's called a commercial break. Here's how it works. This is the Big 550 KTRS. From, is he still in Wisconsin?
Yes.
From Wisconsin. I don't know.
The Dells or something?
Okay, from the Wisconsin Dells. Yeah. It's the Bill Cleveland segment. That's not a town, though. We'll ask him what town he's in. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company, your AM and the PM, don't you ever let us see you in a cab that's not a Laclede cab. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Please download it. And would you please welcome from the Wisconsin Dells, Bill Cleveland.
Hey!
What actual town are you in?
Wisconsin Dells actually is a town. There are a little over 5,000 people that live here, and they welcome about, I think they said 3 or 4 million visitors a year.
But how many Dells are there? Because they say Wisconsin Dells, what's a Dell? Like farmer in the Dell, what's a Dell?
That's a good question. I wish I had known.
I would have done my homework and research, mm-hmm. and knowing that might be a question. Now you look stupid.
Colin from the newsroom says it's a valley.
See, we have to have Colin.
Yes.
Yeah. Colin Jeffrey says, wasn't the song Farmer in the Valley?
The Farmer in the Valley.
Hi ho the Dario or Mario or whatever it is.
I believe they're a valley.
Okay, good answer.
Oh, that makes sense.
How many Dells there are?
That I do not know. Today, though, I took a they have the river that runs through here, the Wisconsin River, that you can take these tours, through the Dells, and they have a bunch of different boat tours. It's very pretty. There's a lot of great nature up here. But
that singer, Adele, her real name is Avalli.
Yeah.
That's her real name.
She changed it.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
There was that movie.
I shouldn't have done that because now your stuff's not going to seem fun.
Right. There was that movie, no. Dell of the Dolls.
I'm sorry?
Dell of the Dolls, that movie.
Yeah,
remember
see that?
Valley of
see,
the Dolls?
That's not funny.
Oh, my.
Actually.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Now my stuff's going to seem funny.
Now it's going to seem funny again.
There you go. I thought I'd help you out, Bill.
Yeah, Dan's a friend.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah. Well, according to a new study, 88% of Facebook users have admitted to spending some time looking at their ex's Facebook profile.
Well, sure.
The other 12% have admitted to spending all of their time looking at their ex's profile.
I believe that, too.
General Mills phasing out all artificial flavors and colors from their cereals by 2017.
Well, it's about time.
Bad news is now Cheerios and Fruit Loops look exactly the same.
Well, they have to.
Yeah. And today a speechwriter came forward and took responsibility for Melania Trump's speech where she swiped a couple of phrases from Michelle Obama. Happened again last night. You see this? Donald Trump Jr. said that he was a proud father of his daughters, Sasha and Malia. That was.
Yeah, that sounds like it might be lifted.
I got a big problem. Hillary Clinton expected to announce her running mate any day now, and who cares?
Yeah.
And finally.
You know what I think is rude? I didn't watch much of the convention, but after, like, the primary speaker, people just get up and start leaving. A bunch of empty seats.
Yeah.
I think it's rude today.
By the way, I do know one fun fact about the Dells. This is America's water park capital.
You told us
or
that.
Water park.
You
already, I'm sorry. Well, I'm getting a little older. I'm repeating.
You are. You're almost 40.
I am. I'm pushing 40. You know, I was talking about Clinton. A lot of people use that VP pick as a way to get some extra votes that the candidates themselves might not be able to get, which is why at the top of Clinton's potential VP list, this is interesting, Pokemon.
Oh, so, that would do it. That'd be a good VP.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown somewhere in the Dells, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay,
everybody. There you go. I think that Pokemon thing is going to lead to something bad. I do. Something bad is going to happen.
Really?
I just believe that, yeah. We'll see. Email, I'll share it with you. Hi, Frank. I knew that was to me when I saw that. Hi, Frank. Had hail damage on my mini roadster, and the first place that came to mind was Schaefer. They were courteous, timely, got a rental car on the spot from Enterprise, a Chevy Cruze. And as you described, the car looked as good as new when they were done. It was sad to see that cute little vehicle pummeled, but it's a beauty once again. See, how about that? She told the gal at the desk, she says, I'm AM and the PM. And the girl said, pardon me? She had no idea what she was talking about.
Wow.
But you know what? That happens. It's 10 locations. She might have just been hired, and they hadn't had a chance yet to fill her in. But thank you, Jan. She says she went to the Maplewood location. Thank you. And I'm glad your little mini roadster, I assume that means it's a Mini Cooper or something, is now as good as new. And that's what happens when you take your vehicle to Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. That email is typical of the dozens and dozens and dozens of emails, maybe a couple hundred over the years, because they've been with us about 16 years. 10 locations, you can find them all, and their numbers at this website, SchaeferAutobody.com, and remember that Schaefer with a C, S-C-H-E-F-E-R, SchaeferAutobody.com. Don't go away, we have a great police joke coming up. It almost sounds like James Earl Jones is trying to do an impression of himself.
You don't know the power. We've got lots to share. Dancing in your car or your underwear. So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
porno pants, men's britches with the seat cut away.
So get loosened up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
I'm the only one that will come out and say this. People say, how come Paul Harris is not on all the time? That kind of stuff right there, the porno pants.
No, that was Paul Harvey. Was Paul Harvey. Oh. That wasn't Paul Harris.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 20th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. They're located in Bridgeton on St. Charles Rock Road, and they're responsible for my now being able to wear all the pants I couldn't wear 6 weeks ago. 28 pounds. I'm going to hit 30. I'm going to do it. I'll keep you posted.
Hey!
At the control board is Eon the Peon. Peon, would you say hi to your sponsor?
I would. I will like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, just a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not currently satisfied with your financial advice, it may be smart to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
I got an email. It must be from a new listener.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell it's new. Dear Frank, I just realized, I haven't lived here long, you guys must be tremendously famous and the number one show in town. What do you do about security? Do you have someone who is the head of security? You know what? Thank you for that email. I'm glad
you
asked.
Who wrote that?
Who wrote it?
Yeah.
Dickman Dickelson. That's an odd name. I don't know many men. I guess that's a man's name, Dickman?
I guess so.
Dickman Dickelson. Dickelson. His name is Hebe Jimenez. He's the head of security. Thank you for asking. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And, you know, Rat Boy has been noticing my weight loss, and it is noticeable. It's pretty dramatic. 25 pounds in 4 weeks, and now in 6 weeks, 28. I'm kind of slowing down a little bit, but that's normal. And he was trying to tell me about different diets. You know, there's the Atkins diet, the grapefruit diet, the Beverly Hills diet, and one I had not heard of. What diet? What is it?
Cheese.
The cheese diet. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
I'm not familiar. That doesn't sound like a smart idea, because if all you eat is cheese,
I think
you're kind of locked up. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't think so, Rat Boy. But thanks for the suggestion.
Sit around in the bathroom giving birth.
I think everybody loves good polka music. Would you agree with that?
Sure.
You don't hear it. Except here. You hear that music? That's Bruce Limprist and the All the Boy Orchestra. Yeah, you guys are the best. You are the best. You're the best.
It is weird how some foods will block you up.
Like what? Like besides cheese?
Yeah, cheese. I'm not sure what the other ones would be.
Well, you're the one that
just said it's weird how.
Weird how some foods. And we said like what? And you said you don't know.
Well, there's.
That makes you sound stupid.
Yeah. There's cheese, and then there's medication. Certain medications.
Like
will
what medication?
Block you. Percocet will block you up.
Okay. Yeah. Painkillers.
Painkillers will block you up. I don't know what other ones.
You kind of saved it. You started to sound stupid, but then you saved it. You actually had something to put in
the trigger. Not a food, though.
No, it's not.
It's really
a food.
Not, so I guess he does sound stupid.
Yeah. Not sure.
He either does or he doesn't. It's one of the two.
Well, yeah. One day we're going to find out if he sounds stupid or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if we sound stupid or not. We don't know yet.
Well, I think some days I sound stupid, some days I don't.
We all do.
Yeah.
We all do. Like right now, what we're doing now, we all sound stupid. I don't think anybody could argue with that. I'm getting emails about this weight loss. What I need to do is have a picture put on our Facebook page. And I'm not going to do that thing where, you know, how they hold up the old pants. It's not those people. My goodness, those people were in a 60-inch waist, and now they're in 34. Mine was at my peak of 44. That's a big waist size to
we
me.
We probably do need to change the picture, because your picture now that's on our Facebook page.
I'm kind of chunked up a little
bit.
Yeah,
you are.
We need to fix that. So I will maybe before the week is over, I'll take a shot and I'll have Peon put it on the Facebook page. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put a picture on of me, and this is a rare sighting. This is like seeing a UFO. Me with my shirt tucked in.
Whoa.
Nobody ever sees that. And you know why? Fat guys don't like to tuck in their shirts. It's not comfortable. I can do that now. And I can get in and out of the Corvette without making a noise, not a gastrointestinal noise, but that noise. Like, yeah. Because when you, I'll tell you something else. This all will eventually get to MD health and wellness. The other thing is, I have a hiatal hernia. Do you know what that is? It's when you lie down on your back, on the floor, let's say, and you go to sit up like you're doing a sit-up, it looks like an alien is trying to come out of your chest.
Oh, my dad has one of those.
Look like a football is trying to push up through your chest. I have that. Now, you can have surgery for it. They put a mesh in. But I've talked to a couple of doctors about it, and they say it doesn't hurt anything. It just looks weird. Let it go. Now, they said the other.
That's your guts. You know that? It's
your
intestines.
Stomach trying to come push through your skin.
Oh, I thought it was the intestines. No, I think it's your stomach.
It's a weird-looking thing. That's why when I'm with women and I'm nude, I don't ever allow myself to be on my back and then just sit up. It scares them.
Well, sure, yeah.
Like, what is that, an alien coming out of your stomach? No, it's a hiatal hernia. It still scares them. So my point is, a couple of doctors said about the only way to reduce the size of it is if you lose weight. Guess what? My hernia is small.
Your alien's small?
It's smaller now. Now it looks like a small football. that's coming out when I go to sleep. My alien is now a little midget alien coming out of me. I know, that's not a correct term. I don't care. MD Health and Wellness. Here's the other thing that's happening is I've gotten a couple of emails from women saying, my husband needs to lose weight.
Uh-oh.
Do you know who, over the last few years, has been the most vocal about me being fat? My wife.
Oh, yeah.
She embarrasses me in front of people. I think it kind of bothers her that she can't embarrass me anymore. Uh-huh. I think it actually kind of bothers her. People go, hey, you look good. Now she's thinking, ah, shoot, I need something else to find to rail on him about.
Has it changed some things?
Yes.
In the,
I can now. Yes, it has. I can look straight down and see my genitals. Oh. I could not do that for years. I had to look in a mirror, and then I didn't like what I saw, so I just didn't look at all. And now, even if I don't mean to, like if I look down, I drop a penny. You wouldn't drop a penny if you're naked, though. Why would you have a penny?
No, you wouldn't.
But let's just say.
Well, you don't have pockets.
Let's just say I'm walking around to get ready to take a shower, and, oh, I dropped a towel. I look down. Hey, there's something I haven't seen for a while. That's what happens when your stomach flattens, and mine has. MD Health and Wellness. Let's not forget, they're also in the business of helping you gentlemen with low testosterone. And if you're over 40, trust me, your testosterone level has dropped. That's very unusual and rare for somebody who's 45, 50, for that not to happen. I guess there's some freak examples, but that's what happens. And they can talk to you about what that means and what it does and then what increasing it will do. So all kinds of reasons to just make a note of this name, MD Health and Wellness. And when I tell advertisers or companies who advertise why it's so important to continue advertising, this is a very good example of that. I still get emails. Now, they've been on for 6 weeks. What's that weight loss thing? They don't hear. They hear that it worked. And they like what they hear, but they can't remember the name. They apparently can't remember that I said just go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors. So let's review. MD Health and Wellness for low testosterone or bioidentical hormonal treatments for women or for weight loss, all medically supervised. It's only the second weight loss thing or service or company that I have ever agreed to speak for. I've lost 28 pounds. I'm down 4 to 5 belt notches. That's the big. I got belts, and I love these belts. I haven't been able to wear them because I couldn't even get the first notch to come together with the buckle. Now I can. 314-770-2334 or mdhealthwellness.com. Thank you, Don, for your email and sharing your positive police story with me. Here's his email. Said his son attended Parkway South and played basketball. After a game, and this is years ago, but after a game, he says, my son took my car and he took some teammates out for hamburgers. When he dropped the other kids off, he then found he couldn't drive because the streets had iced over. The Manchester police picked him up, took the boys up, took him home. He said one of them brought my son to our house. The officer came into the house to let me know where the car was and what happened and to make sure I knew that my son was okay. See, that kind of thing. We don't hear about that. That's not an evening news story, and I get it. It's not something horrible or negative, but now you know that positive police story. And then there's this email from Chris. Frank, I'm not sure if you've ever discussed this as a show topic, but I thought I'd share it with you. If you look up the customer reviews for Haribo sugarless gummy bears on Amazon, you will die laughing. I was laughing so hard. Thank you. And it's Chris. I won't give us that. Have you done this? You know about this?
I've seen people who have done challenges before eating a bunch of these sugar-free gummy bears. So apparently, I know the effect.
You do?
Yes.
So I've never. Dan, have you ever heard of Haribo?
No.
Sugarless gummy bear?
No.
Listen to this. This is a review this guy wrote after he got some of these gummy bears. Here's his review. And again, the name is Haribo Sugarless Gummy Bears. Don't email me asking the name because, trust me, you don't want to eat these. Here's his review. It starts, "Oh, man, words cannot express what happened to me after eating these. It's the gummy bear cleanse. If you are someone that can tolerate the sugar substitute, enjoy. If you are like the dozens of people that tried my order, run. First of all, for taste, I'd rate these a 5. They're so good. Soft, true to taste, fruit flavors, like the sugar variety. I was very happy. But, or should I say B-U-T-T, not long after eating about 20 of these, all hell broke loose. I had a gastrointestinal experience like nothing I've ever imagined. Cramps, sweating, bloating, beyond my worst nightmare. I've had food poisoning from some bad shellfish, and that was like a skip in the park compared to what was going on inside me.
Oh, wow.
Then came the flatulence.
Oh.
And he writes, "Heavens to Murgatroyd. The sounds were like trumpets calling the demons back to hell. The stench was like 1,000 rotten corpses had vomited." Wow, that is descriptive. "I could not stand to stay in one room for fear of succumbing to my own odors. But wait, there's more," he says. "What came out of me felt like someone tried to funnel Niagara Falls through a coffee straw. I swear my sphincter was screaming. It felt like my delicate starfish was a gaping maw projectile vomiting a torrential flood of toxic waste. 100% liquid, flammable liquid, napalm. It was actually a bit humorous for a nanosecond, and then it was just beyond anything I could even imagine. It went on for hours. I felt violated when it was over, which I think might have been sometime in the early morning of the next day. Oh. There was stuff coming out of me that I ate it in 2005. Oh, my goodness. They would never sell another gummy bear if everybody read this.
That is so funny.
He says, "I had 5 pounds of these innocent-looking, delicious-tasting hell bears, so I told a friend about what happened to me, thinking it had to be some kind of sensitivity I had to the sugar substitute. And in spite of my warnings and graphic descriptions, she decided to take her chances and take them off my hands. Silly woman. At the same time, for her and a phone call from her while on the toilet, because you kind of end up living in the bathroom, she's telling me she wished she had listened to me. I think she was crying. Her sister was skeptical and suspected that we were exaggerating. So she took them to work. Since there was still 99% of a 5-pound bag left, she works for a construction company where there are builders, roofers, house painters, landscapers, lots of people who generally have limited access to toilets on a given day.
Oh.
I cannot imagine where all those poor men and women pooped that day. I keep envisioning men on roofs crossing their legs and trying to decide if they can make it down the ladder or they should just jump. If you order these, best of luck to you. And please do not post a video review during the aftershocks. P.S. When I ordered these, the warnings and disclaimers and the legalese were not posted. I am not a moron. Also, not sure why so many people assume that I'm a man. I am a woman. We poop, too. Of course, our poop sparkles and smells like a walk in a meadow of wildflowers. Thanks for all the great comments. I've been enjoying reading them and so glad that the horror show I experienced from snacking on these has at least made some people smile." What a... Oh, how about that?
Man,
how about that review?
That.
And the product... This one ought to be a writer. And by the way, when I was reading it, didn't you assume it was a man?
Yes.
Yeah. You just naturally don't tell stories like that.
It's a man.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not. And again, the product... is Haribo, H-A-R-I-B-O, sugarless gummy bears. Now, you know what's going to happen. Some pranksters like Dan, he won't do it now because of this, but they'll get some for their friends and send them to him as a gift, knowing it's going to rip their insides.
Yes. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that to someone.
Well, you did the lottery ticket thing.
I know. I would do it to one person.
This is worse. This is worse than the lottery
ticket. Yeah, there's one person that I would maybe do that to.
You want to tell us? Oh,
yeah,
Sister Satan, your ex-wife. You know what?
Yeah.
You ought to order a bag.
Yeah.
Say, you know what? I've been thinking things over, and mm-hmm. I've been not nice to you lately. Enjoy. Yeah.
Here you go.
And then know, sit back and know that she'll be in toilet hell.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This joke is very, very old. And I'm going to do it for the police officers. It's a great old joke, and it has a policeman in it. It's not really a joke about the policeman. So all of you police officers, I will continue. Every day I can think of it, we can work it in. Something positive, something to make people smile when they think of police. And it's the story of an old man on a park bench, and he's a very old man. And he's crying. That's a sad sight if you've ever seen an old man crying. It's sad. Because usually older people, they're kind of happy. They know they're headed home to be with the Lord. But he's sad. And a policeman walks by and says, hey, old timer. What's wrong? What's wrong? Why are you crying? And the old man says, I just got married 2 weeks ago. He said, congratulations. He goes, she's 25. She's beautiful. She looks like Melania Trump. And the police officer says, wow, she looks like Melania Trump. Good for you, man.
Every morning she makes me breakfast. It's my favorite. It's biscuits and gravy with just chunks of sausage in it, and then sausage patties and homemade biscuits. I mean, homemade, like dough and flour, and then pancakes made from scratch, maple syrup. Oh, it's great. And then we have fun together all day. We laugh and talk. And in the afternoon, she...
He says, get your pull together. It sounds wonderful. Go on. He says,
afternoon, she makes me lunch, and then we have fun, and then at dinner. Oh, man, at dinner. She knows all my favorites. Meatloaf with a lot of that tomato paste on it. I love chicken dumplings. She makes that. She's a fantastic. She's as good a cook as Martha Stewart and looks like Melania Trump.
He says, old-timer? I don't understand.
He says, and then one other thing. She's what they call a nymphomaniac. She loves the sex. And, oh, man. I didn't even know that at this age I was capable of doing the stuff that she gets me to do. That's how hot she is. And our home, it's a beautiful home. 5 bedrooms. You should see the master bedroom. She's got a swimming pool.
He says, this all sounds fantastic. Why are you crying? He says, I can't remember where I live.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. The vine. When you go.
Southern California, here we come. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Rest, had a tremendous dinner there last night. I don't know how they managed to get the best tomatoes that I've ever tasted. And it's not just like 1 month out of the year. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're both located on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. Gift cards are always appreciated and loved, and they sell thousands of them a year. Give it up, if you would, please, for in 2000, he would not like me saying this, but he's the 2016 Mr. Coachella Valley. Mike Evans, yeah.
Give me it.
I thought you forgot my name.
How are you?
What a dog. Talk to your daddy. Have myself a little bit of adult beverage.
I think you had more than a little bit.
Good morning, everybody.
You know what? I don't. They make wine out of everything. There's tulip wine. There's onion wine. There's all kinds of.
No,
wine.
There's no onion wine.
Oh, yes, there is.
Well, what's next? Butt smell wine?
No, there's daisy wine from flowers. They make wine from flowers. They make wine from all kinds of things. Watermelon wine. Hang on, Rat Boy's trying to tell me something. What kind of wine?
Cheese.
No, there's no cheese wine. You know what he's talking about. So, what are you drinking?
Oh, it's a cab.
Okay.
Yeah. From Walla Walla, Washington.
I've heard of that.
Good.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's really good. And I've had a few glasses.
Well, that's not a surprise, I don't think, to anyone.
You know? Played golf today, shot a 75.
Wow, you played golf for like a day.
I know. Yeah. Then I came home, jumped straight in the pool.
That sounds like a horrible life.
It is. And then, I'd had a glass of wine back then, and I thought, I wonder, you know, at my age, if I can do a backflip into the pool.
I think you probably could. You're a surfer.
Yeah.
You have a masseuse come over.
I came a little short, but I'm still able to do a backflip.
Do you have a masseuse come over and massage you by the pool?
She comes over and massages me by the
easy.
He was going to say something dirty, and then he caught it.
Nugget spoon, nugget spoon, nugget spoon, nugget spoon, nugget spoon.
What?
I don't know.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the hottie who claims to be redhead. She's not a redhead. Not a redhead
Lucille
at all.
Ball.
Amy Adams. Why don't you bring up Jackie Gleason and really tell us how old you are?
I'm old, man.
Amy Adams, Julianne Moore, Nicole Kidman, settle down. Emma Stone. Okay. Movie news, the John Gotti biopic starring John Travolta is not going to be shot on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, where they shoot movies all the time, where Gotti lived, where John Gotti robbed and ran the mob and killed people. Instead, to save money, they're going to shoot it in Cincinnati, Ohio.
That just
isn't right. You know, that movie should be shot as a biopic right there where it all happened on the Lower East Side of New York.
No, but the time they get through green screening everything, it'll look like it was.
I know, but it's not.
I know. Well, you know that.
I know, and when I watch it, I'll go, what street is that? Where is that? Just telling you the way it is, homie. I don't make this stuff up. Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Has had several meetings with Ron Meyer, who is the president of Universal Studios, about a biopic on Monica, and she reportedly has some shocking secrets about all kinds of things that happened at the White House while she was the promiscuous intern, and if Hillary does not win the presidency, they're going to make a movie about it.
Why wouldn't they anyway? What do you mean if she doesn't win the...
You know, they got their nose pretty well planted up Hillary's butt here.
I think they should have had Monica stand up at the Republican convention. Now you got something. And tell the whole story.
Yeah, that would be good.
That'd be great.
Odds and ends. This is painful. Thinking about it. Orlando Bloom has everything waxed from his chest to his toes once a month.
That's ridiculous.
Jeez.
I guess, you know, by the boys too, huh?
That's ridiculous. A man waxing his entire body. That's,
I don't get it.
It's sick and weird.
I like it when women do it.
Well, they're smooth anyway, sort of. So
they are smooth, like a doll.
Yeah, men, if you have hair, you should keep it.
Yeah. What?
If men have hair, they should keep it.
That's right. Unfortunately, Frank has not followed that advice.
Yes, I do.
Your head, please?
I don't have hair on my head.
I know.
Where I have it, I keep it. I don't shave my back.
I don't shave my back.
Well, I don't. Ask Cheryl. Ask your wife.
There's something to think about. Frank will pay you to shave his back.
No, some guys do.
Come on now.
Some guys do.
Is it true? Paris Jackson, who has 25 tattoos, her boyfriend Mike, I love his name, Mike Snooty, has 35 tattoos. They plan to get 10 matching tattoos this summer.
That's
together.
Beautiful, and that says love to me.
That's it's just cute, Franco.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cute. It's what it is. From beautiful to sickening, Kim Kardashian, listen up. Agent, Kim Kardashian's agent just sent word that Kim is entertaining requests for personal appearances. Maybe you're going to throw your, a little rave. Maybe you're having a big party or a small party at your house. Or you just want to have Kim Kardashian in a personal appearance. Now, she can't act. She can't dance. She can't sing. But she'll show up for 5 hours. She'll do all the selfies you want. There'll be about an hour Q&A. Price tag for the 5 hours now. $1 million in advance, cash.
I wouldn't pay $100 to ever.
I wouldn't pay $5 to see her scrunchy,
skanky, easy. You've had some drinks. Easy.
Slunty.
Easy.
Everything.
Okay.
It's sad that Gary Marshall died. I liked him.
He was a good, that guy.
He was a great guy.
You bet.
Yeah. New York Post headline above the story. Oh. Wait a minute. New York Post headline above the story of the St. Louis Cardinal baseball head scout being sentenced to 46 months in jail for hacking the Houston Astro player records. New York Post headline screamed, Scouts dishonor. Scouts dishonor.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. Date in history, if you are old enough that you were around back then you certainly remember where you were July 20th, 1969, when Neil Armstrong became the first human being to walk on the moon.
I actually don't remember. I saw it. I don't remember if it was at home or school, or it depends on the time of day.
Come on.
I was out of school. I couldn't have been.
Yeah, I don't remember where I was.
Well, you're probably not old enough.
Finally.
No, I am. I was 11 years old.
Ford Motor Company rolled out the first car on the state in 1903. The hard-hearing Henry Ford was asked by Detroit Free Press reporter, what do you call this? And Henry Ford said, it's a Ford!
That's a good story.
That's a true story.
That's a good one.
I thought it was kind of good and finally.
Yeah,
you know
did.
What? You don't appreciate it.
You know what? You're right.
Nice
you're right. No, you're right.
You don't appreciate it.
No, you're right. You did think it was good.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? Because it was good.
Chicken butt. Five cents a cup.
You don't appreciate
anything. Dipped
any
in grease. Want a piece?
You don't. You don't appreciate anything.
And
do.
Finally.
We
and
do.
And finally. Oh, you're giving
yeah,
Paul the
yeah, we
did,
it.
Yeah.
Name the name of the hottie who claims to be redhead, but she's not redhead. She's actually blonde. Amy Adams, Julianne Moore, Nicole Kidman, Emma Stone. You know, it's hard to know whether or not it's really they're really redheaded.
Uh-huh.
You have to go investigate
there we go.
It by cracky.
Yeah, see what we did. You have to investigate it by cracky. That's dirty. You know what? That's dirty. And we're not. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to edit it out, and nobody will hear it. Dan, what do you think?
Amy Adams.
Emma Stone.
I also think it's Amy Adams.
The answer is Emma Stone.
Ah!
Mike Evans, sip.
How did you know that, Peon? You said that with conviction.
Well, I've seen her in other hair colors, and yeah.
Stone is not even her name. Not only is that not her hair color, her last name's not Stone. Her name is Nim. Eminem.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Everybody's laughing in their cars right now. They're laughing. They're all laughing. Knuckleheads.
It's a Ford!
That was a horrible story. That was terrible. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. They're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, and they're fantastic places, both of them. Give somebody a gift card from either one or both. I love you forever. First Community Credit Union, it's hard to know how to thank a company, a business, an advertiser that supports what we do and the yard sale as much as they do. So we'll just say, hey, thank you. We really appreciate you, and we appreciate your loyalty. On Saturday mornings, it's 7 o'clock. Until 9 o'clock, there's a yard sale. Host is Paul Warner. I always mention it because the exclusive sponsor is First Community Credit Union. I also mentioned that this is where I bank. It's the only place I bank. I've banked there for years. Checking, saving, the usual stuff. You know, debit card, credit card. And I'm asking you to consider that, knowing that changing where you bank is just not at the top of your list of priorities. I know that. But here's what should be at the top. Patronizing the advertisers that keep this show on the air, and if you want to do that, this is one way you could do it. It's a terrific place to bank, and the rates are competitive, and they are the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 42 locations, First Community Credit Union. Visit any of the locations, have some popcorn, or go to firstcommunity.com.